Two things you have got to have when you drive: a valid driver's license and a valid registration for the vehicle. Registration fees can be a hot potato politically. Car and truck owners don't want them too high, but politicians look to the fees for help paying for transportation projects. And that is exactly why Oregon is raising its car registration fees on January 1st, 2020. The new table of fees includes several sets of higher fees for cars that get better fuel economy. Basically, the more gas pumps you skip, the more dollars you'll pay. Let's hear details on the registration fees from Michelle Godfrey, who's a public information officer for the Oregon Department of Transportation, ODOT. Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jeff. Good morning. Thank you very much.
Good to have you here. Lay out, if you would, the rationale for the increase overall.
Sure. Well, as vehicles get more and more fuel efficient, they pay less and less in gas tax, and that is one of our primary sources for funding for the roads to maintain our roads and bridges and keep them safe and efficient long into the future. So as cars get more fuel efficient, they pay less into the system. We have to find ways to make up the gap and to help cover the costs well into the future. So that's one reason for the increase.
But there's also an attachment to the big transportation package of a couple of years ago, isn't there?
Oh, right. That's what created the increases. And it. But what happened this year was that the legislature decided to allow people to enroll in the Origo program, the pay-per-mile program, to defer those registration fee increases. So they're giving people a chance to try out the Origo program, see if it works for them. This might ultimately be an alternative to more and more increases in the future.
Okay, so we'll want to get into the Origo program in just a moment. That is for people with cars that do get high fuel mileage, high fuel economy. I see 2 and 4 year registrations on the table here. Is the choice up to the vehicle owner?
No, it depends on how you're doing your registration and why. So typically, if you buy a new vehicle, you pay for 4 years of registration when you purchase the vehicle. And that way, you know, most people like that because they can roll it up into their financing and just pay for everything all at once. So if you're buying a new electric vehicle in 2020, your registration fee for the 4 years rolled into your financing will be $612.
Okay, that is, yeah, I noticed that one. So that's a passenger registration electric not enrolled in Origo. Okay, so why don't we move into Origo now and talk about that, because for one thing, I was going to ask you how to pronounce that, so we've established that already, because it looks like it could be Origo or Origo or, you know, any one of a number of different things, but capital O-R, small e, capital G-O. Essentially, you pay by the mile?
That's right. It's a new program, and Oregon is the first to do it in the nation, but other states are following our lead, just like they did back in 1919 when Oregon created the first gas tax. So what's happening is that we have developed this per-mile charging system that other states are now modeling, and we're starting to connect for regional systems. But what it does is it takes all the issues that we're experiencing with the gas tax, and it makes it fair for everyone, and it makes it universal for everyone. And what that means is that, you know, the gas tax is no longer fair for many drivers, because depending on what kind of car you drive, you could be paying a lot of gas tax and contributing a lot to the roads, or you could be contributing to nothing if you're an electric vehicle owner. So the gas tax is kind of an antiquated way of collecting revenue for roads. We need a sustainable source in order to keep our bridges intact. And the per mile charge makes sure that every driver pays just for what they use. We call it the user pays principle. It's if you drive on the roads and you consume the roads, then you pay by the mile and you pay exactly for what you use.
So how do people get counted in the Origo program?
Well, they can go to the website, myorgo.org, and learn about the different options they have for enrolling. We have private sector account managers that provide accounts to drivers, and they offer different types of benefits, such as different apps that can help you maintain the health of your vehicle, can help you monitor your own trips and see how efficient you're being in your driving behavior. Lots of things like that. So you can choose your account manager. You set up an account, much like you would, say, a cell phone account, and they send you a device that then plugs into your car's data port. That device wirelessly transmits your mileage totals to the account manager. They assess the charge on that mileage. They also give you a credit for the gas tax that you paid on that mileage, and then you pay the difference.
All right. So one way or another, you're expected to pay something like gas tax to the state of Oregon for your to help with the road maintenance.
Right. Well, roads aren't free, so we have to pay for them one way or another. It's just that over time, we've realized that the gas tax is becoming really unfair, and it's based on what kind of vehicle you drive. You know, back before the 1990s or so, all vehicles got about the same fuel efficiency, around, you know, 15 to 20 mpg. But now vehicles are, due to advancing technology, are becoming more fuel efficient, which is great, and that's all well and good. We want to do that. But if we're making our vehicles more fuel efficient, we also need to remove our funding mechanism from the measure of consumption of fuel. And so that's what this program does, is that it takes that out of the equation altogether. It takes fuel out of the equation, and drivers simply pay for what they use, which is measured in miles they drove.
Michelle Godfrey is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's a public information officer with ODOT, the Oregon Department of Transportation. We're talking about higher vehicle registration fees clicking into effect on January 1st of 2020. So Oregon is doing in 2020 what California did in 2018 in raising the registration fees. You can talk about that with us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Pam in Dexter. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi. Well, I totally disagree with the system, because when we were fighting Parvin Butte in our Dexter area from being turned into a gravel mine, we found out that the heavy vehicles, the gravel trucks, the logging trucks, the semi-tractor trailer trucks, and even the heavy pickup trucks exponentially do the most damage to the roads. I mean, way far above the average vehicle. So as a person who bit the bullet, spent twice what I would normally spend on a vehicle, I bought an electric car to do the right thing, and now I'm getting punished for buying an electric vehicle. I mean, we really should raise the gas tax, and I know that's unpopular. But we are supposed to tax what we don't want, and what we don't want is more people driving these big honking SUVs and trucks to just drive into town, one person. So it really doesn't make sense. It's regressive. It doesn't promote people to buy electric vehicles and lighter, smaller, more fuel-efficient vehicles. And like I said, the heavy vehicles do way more damage to the road and the lighter vehicles. So it's punishing the people who are not doing the damage, and that's where the gas tax goes, is to road repair, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I think this is super unfair. I live out of town. The Orego per mile would not work for me. I feel like this is really unfair. When I looked at who's on the Transportation Committee, Brian Boquist, our favorite Republican that ran out of House Bill 2020, the Clean Energy Jobs Bill, was on the committee, and it's a lot of Republicans. So I think that they're afraid to raise the gas tax, which is what we should be doing until a significant amount of people own electric vehicles, because right now it really isn't that many.
All right, let's get a response here, Pam.
Pay for the damage to the roads.
All right.
Raise the gas tax. I'll listen on the radio.
Thanks Pam. Appreciate that. So, Michelle, first of all, the gas tax, what happened with the gas tax with the transportation package? It has been changed in some way, hasn't it?
Yes, it increased 4 cents, and then it will increase again in the next couple of years. So there will be a couple of increases between now and 2025. This is the first gas tax increase that we've had since the 1990s. So that was a significant moment. It is very hard to raise the gas tax because of political will. Nobody wants to pay a tax. Nobody certainly wants to vote on one. So what the road charge is actually an alternative to the gas tax. It's not a new or invented gas tax. It is intended as a replacement for, ultimately. And I wanted to just respond to a couple of points that she was making there. Good points. Heavy vehicles do indeed cause a vast amount of damage to the roads. And guess what? They pay a per-mile charge. It's called the weight mile tax that heavy trucks and semi-trucks pay and have been paying for decades now in Oregon. The vehicles between light-duty vehicles or passenger vehicles and those heavy trucks, that's between, say, 10,000 to 26,000 pounds. Those are vehicles that we're looking at next to see if we can also allow the per mile charge to apply to them. And in that sense, every vehicle, whether it's a passenger vehicle, a semi-truck, or no matter the weight or classification, would be paying a per mile charge. And then it would be fair for all. But yeah, she is right. The heavy vehicles cause most damage, and lo and behold, they're already paying a per mile charge. She also mentioned the disincentive that I heard maybe that she just purchased an electric vehicle, which is great. That's certainly something that the state is and Governor Brown is wanting to encourage. I think if she were to kind of work out some numbers on her kitchen table, she might realize that she's saving thousands of dollars a year in gas cost alone. And what she might pay in a per mile charge to get back into contributing to the roads that she's consuming, a per mile charge would be, you know, just a small portion of that saving. So there's still huge incentive to purchase an electric vehicle. There's up to a $5,000 credit that the state of Oregon gives you for that purchase. There are other federal incentives and things that you can use to apply towards your purchase. Our research with electric vehicle owners has shown that they generally agree that they should be paying their fair share. They have a brand new electric model vehicle. They want good roads to drive it on. And if we do not do something about our funding model and decouple it from the consumption of fuel, then we may have great new vehicles with very low, high fuel efficiency, but we may have no roads to drive them on.
Michelle Godfrey is our guest on The Exchange, Public Information Officer for ODOT, the Oregon Department of Transportation, as we talk about vehicle registration fees going up January 1st in Oregon. Join the conversation at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Michelle, in the process of setting the fees, though, was there an effort to make it roughly a wash, that the dollars that people would save in gas would be directly offset by the dollars of registration?
That is really hard to do because individual drivers are so different mm-hmm. in the miles they drive, their driving habits. Every individual is different. So we're encouraging people to go to our calculator to see how they might fare on how they are currently paying gas tax and how much they might pay on the per mile charge system. That calculator is at myorgo.org/calculator. But raising the registration fees is just one small way that we can help make up the big gap that we're losing out on now in transportation funding because vehicles are paying less and less into the system simply because they're going to the pump less often. And so we need to have some kind of alternative solution to make up for this difference because at some point it's conceivable that we may not have gas pumps anymore. And if we haven't transitioned our funding model to some other system by that point, we're going to be in dire straits. So it really is to help support our economy, to keep our communities connected, to keep our businesses thriving, that we need to have good roads. And the per mile charge or ORIGO, the Road Usage Charge Program, is one way to do that.
Well, and here's the difference again. You mentioned that a passenger registration electric vehicle not enrolled in ORIGO would pay $306 for 2 years, $612 for 4 years. Let's stick with the two-year numbers. They're probably easier to comprehend. So $306 versus the same vehicle enrolled in ORIGO, just an $86 registration. And then how does ORIGO go per mile or whatever it does to calculate its cost?
Sure. It's 1.7 cents per mile. So you take your monthly mileage and multiply it by 0.017, and you'd find out what you might pay in a per mile charge. And what we find with these new fees is that if you have an electric vehicle and you drive, say, under 6,500 miles per month, you will definitely save money under ORIGO. Other people should just see for themselves. They will very likely save some money participating in ORIGO. But one benefit really is that, and many people, it will just be a wash, and they may actually even pay more with ORIGO. It depends on their fuel efficiency of their car. But what they can do instead of paying that $306 two-year registration fee all up front, you can defer that and you can just pay your per mile charge month to month, and that could be a lot more manageable for some people. So it's an option. It's a different way to pay.
All right. So it's sort of like sustaining membership in public radio. You choose the amount per month.
Just like that, Jeff. Exactly. We love those sustaining donors.
Let's take a call here from Grumpy John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Michelle Godfrey from ODOT.
Okay, two quick things. One, if I put any mileage on my car, it's likely to be because I wanted to drive someplace far away. I'm less than 20 miles from town. At once a week, we don't even have 1,000 miles a year on my car, but if I drive to the Bay Area, then all my road wear is in California. Now, let's get to the real thing here. Why don't you have a study that tells us exactly who is tearing up these roads and charge people with studded tires and heavy trucks 8 or 12 or 50 times as much as people with a light, small car without studded tires? You are not dealing with what is tearing up the roads, and you're just making a grab for money without the research that actually charges the people who tear up the roads instead of everybody.
All right, Grumpy John, thanks for your very clear position here. Now let's talk about the studded tires. And is there any additional charge for the use of those on a car, Michelle?
Yes, there is additional charge, and it's pretty steep, actually. And we have done research on studded tires. It's a very hot issue and something that's kind of unique to the Northwest. So for the past 12 years, we've investigated that, and what we've learned is that the use of studded tires is decreasing pretty dramatically. The technology of new cars allows them to, you know, navigate better in winter weather, that most people don't need studded tires anymore. It's usually just folks that live in remote areas or have specific work purposes for those tires. But even so, they do pay a lot for that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they do cause a lot of damage, those individual vehicles, but they are such a small percentage of all of the vehicles' wear and tear on the road that it's not worth, significant investment to correct that. We're hoping that people will just over time ultimately forego studded tires, and that car technology will allow people to be able to navigate better without using those vehicles.
Just a couple seconds left. As far as Orgo goes, it only counts the miles in Oregon, right?
That's correct. For now, it only counts miles in Orgos, in Oregon. However, we are doing connected tests with California and Washington to see if we might be able to put together a regional system.
All right. Orgo is the way that you can pay for your mileage because you're not wanting to pay for a higher registration fee. There is an offset with the Oregon registration fees going up January 1st. Michelle Godfrey's with ODOT, the Public Information Officer of the Oregon Department of Transportation. Thank you for joining us.